Hey, what's up, guys? So,
is it
going? Welcome to podcast. I'm gonna
count this. Is it recording?
Yeah, it's recording.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Kind of as number two. So, number two. Fuck you. Play. There you go. It's recording now. So, what's up, man?
I'm doing fine. Doing great as always.
This is Jimmy Sellers. He's literally in the last podcast. Now, this is going to bug me, so I'm going to check, see if it's working.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, so. Hey, man.
Hey, how you doing?
This was awkward. We just literally just did one a couple of
days. Yeah, I don't know why. It just got awkward all of a sudden.
Fuck, man. Trump. Not like the Trump card, but like Donald Trump.
All right, so this is my view on this. The wall. Let's get over the thing about...
He's going with the wall.
The wall.
Okay.
The wall has been said it works. It works. But... Actually, there is no but. The wall does work, and...
There is
a big immigration problem down near that area. Like,
okay, so there is an immigration problem. I got you with that. What's your view on them stealing jobs? Because that's another
stealing
thing
jobs.
He says.
Stealing jobs. Now, I'm going to go with Mr. Roberts and what he says. He says they don't steal jobs. They steal the jobs that we just don't want to do. Like factory work.
That's the smartest fucking thing I said or ever heard. That's crazy.
They do jobs that we really just don't want to touch.
So, all right. Anything else?
Anything else about Trump?
Okay. Yes or no? Just yes or no?
He's all right.
He's all right?
He's not the best. He's not the worst. I mean...
You know he's going to like you saying that, right?
Huh?
You know he's going to like you saying that, right?
Who? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly. I know exactly who you're talking about. That's an inside joke. You wouldn't understand that.
No, unless you're the person who's watching this, but...
Yeah.
Fuck. All right, so... My views on Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
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 Hard no.
No.
Is it a hard no or soft no?
It's a soft no, because okay. He does do good stuff. I will admit that. He does do good stuff. But as a person...
Oh, yeah. His personality is just jacked.
Yeah. Honestly, they should have took Twitter away from him a long time ago. Oh, man. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Now, one thing though, I do want to add about Trump is the one thing that's getting really bad is China. China's taking our place with relations. Usually, people come to us when they need help. They come to America.
That is true.
I'm not gonna blame it on Trump, but China is getting more relations now. People are turning to China more, which is not a good thing.
Okay, I don't know if you were there when I said this.
Yeah.
In my presentation.
Yeah.
I actually don't think you were there because you're doing... This dude is so helpful. He builds houses for people.
Yeah.
Tasia. Yeah, I do that.
Yeah, hell yeah, I do that.
No,
damn
so
straight.
My presentation, it was on genetic engineering, right?
Yeah.
So, one of the fun facts, they are in China. You'll see why this adds into our conversation. China... A scientist in China has already cloned a dead baby.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not joking. This is seriously true. Like, it's her already cloned a dead baby, so they took half of the sperms from half of the genetic material from the baby when it's dead, and they pretty much brought it back to life or made, like, a new clone.
So, here's my question, because I did watch a video on cloning. Did this clone look exactly the same?
Yes.
Did this clone have any issues, like heart issues, lung issues? Like, because some things can happen because of that?
I can't say definitely, because this is recent, 2017, so it's a baby right now.
Yeah.
So, for what it says, there is nothing wrong with it.
That is scary.
Okay, so this is the reason why I say this. China, they're fucking Alright, USA, right fucking here. China, like, right up there, man. Do you agree
with that? I wouldn't say that. Alright, it's just they... Their ethics are a little screwed.
Their ethics are screwed.
I'll be honest. They'll clone a baby while we're here, like... I'm sorry?
When I say up here, I mean, like, technology-wise.
Again, I wouldn't say that. It's just... I mean,
for all your audio listeners, he's just thinking.
In China, I wouldn't say they're technologically better than us, because like in China, they still mostly use fossil fuel and all that crap.
That is true.
And that's pretty much most of the reason for global warming. Let's be honest here. We're America and the rest of the world is really trying, but the Middle East is just screwing us over.
So, all right, I'm gonna add this onto the Trump topic. Do you think, because he says climate warming isn't real, you believe in climate warming?
I do believe in climate change.
Climate change.
And global warming. You mix the two terms together, but I do believe in it.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't think it's going to kill us all. I do believe it could be very harmful, though. Because sometimes, climate change is weird. Sometimes it reverses itself, and sometimes it gets to, like, extreme, and it's like, what's going on? Is this going to be the end? It's like, nope, it reverses itself.
In the world, it's already happened. The Ice Age.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cold. Now it seems like
it's... Yeah, the Ice Age was definitely cold.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a smart-ass move. Alright, but yeah, no. The Ice Age, it already happened, so I feel like it's moving towards more of the heat version of it.
So it's like a large drought? Huh? Like a large drought?
Yeah, I feel like it's going to get too hot for either plants or animals. I feel like if the only water source we're going to have is under the ground, so...
I feel like it's not going to get to that point.
You don't think it is?
I'm hoping the Middle East, again, I'm going to blame this all on the Middle East,
that's
would true. At least... start trying.
Okay.
Because the rest of the world is trying. We're really trying. We're like, okay, we really need to stop this. But India, China, stuff like that, they're actually screwing us over. Because they just don't care. As long as they're making money, they will literally kill the Earth.
Okay, so... Next topic.
All right, cool.
I kind of feel like that topic went...
That topic went way too long. We're already at 10 minutes. We're going to have to wrap this up.
All right. You know what? Gun control.
Gun control. I think it's fine where it is right now. I don't think we need any more. If you want to stop shootings, you just invest more in the police.
That's actually fucking true. I feel like if they put more restrictions on it, there will be more people buying guns legally. And you don't want that.
Good point. I do think that.
If you... lessen the controls, lessen the restrictions.
You have Florida man walking into a market, getting pissed over cigarette prices.
No. The reason why I say if it lowers the restrictions, it would What did I say?
Lower the restrictions too much, it would.
It will cause people who are mentally ill, or anybody who shouldn't own a gun.
Yeah.
Own a gun.
I'm saying, it's fine where it is.
Yeah.
Now, what I can't stand is the people who say we just don't need guns entirely. And
like, alright, let me just cut you off like that. But
it's fine.
Guns have been around for a while now.
Yes.
And the first, the first massacre was in Boston.
Mm.
Like, that was all human self-made. That was all because threats and... if you don't know what I'm talking about, some colonialists attacked some...
You're thinking, all right, the British. Loyalists attacked the colonies, people. Yeah. What are they called? Anti-colonialists or anti-loyalists or whatever.
Yeah, well, all that happened, and that was probably the first worst thing that happened to it. It was called Boston Massacre. Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah. Boston Massacre. Where was I leading to this? Guns, they've been around so long that people use it for hunting.
Yes.
People use it for protection.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like if you don't have a gun, then how are people going to hunt? How are people going to protect themselves? Because not everybody can be an archer like me. but yeah, not everybody has a talent or has the patience to do archery.
Yes. I will expound on that. America has a very large history. Like you said, America has a very large history of correlating guns with property. As long as those two things are still in America, there will be guns. Because people will always do anything to protect their property. That's just how it is.
Okay. So I feel like that was short and sweet. I like that. What's next?
What's next? Come on, next topic.
Healthcare.
This one's a hard one. I actually don't know. Anything? Like, all right, most of the world has universal, but at the same time.
Okay, I got.
It's right. Just, ooh, it's a topic. I don't know.
I have a question for you. Canada's healthcare. They're, it's free. Like, anybody can walk into the hospital and get treatment. But it's a waiting list. It's a waiting list.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think America should move towards that?
Well, see, here's the thing about it. This is what I think about it. The only way for America to get a universal healthcare is if we make our people more healthy. Like,
that's not happening.
Not happening. In Britain, they have, restrictions on how much sugar can be in a candy. Like, a Coke tastes different there than here.
Yeah.
Same with, like, character mascots. They can't even have character mascots, I think, on, like, candy or cereal. It's crazy how many restrictions they have on food. Their masses are literally healthier than us.
All right, so what I got to add on to that. China, they have restrictions on just damn near everything.
Mm. Damn, Skippy.
What I think is the main thing for it is because they have restrictions on birth.
Right.
So it's less people to make it healthy type thing. Where here in America,
you do whatever the hell you want.
You can have 20 fucking kids with 20 fucking females. Like,
and each one gets a turkey to become fat off of.
Well, yeah, no, I agree with you. With the healthcare.
Yeah.
Next topic.
Let's go. Next topic.
13, social justice.
Social justice.
Now, what do you mean by social justice? Because you're the one who added that.
I added social justice as a topic. And what I mean by social justice is people advocating for Black Lives Matter, stuff like that. Feminist movements.
I can't say. Like, I can say stuff about that, but safer ways is probably best I not say anything about that.
All right, then I will.
He's.
I will be the controversial one here. That's how I feel about it. I feel like it's not needed. If you're racist in 2019, you'll be sodomized, you'll be criticized so badly that you won't have a job, life will be destroyed. We don't need social justice, because racist people get dominated. There is no point to it anymore.
Alright.
Because racist people are just thrown to the wall and said, you're wrong, stop talking, don't exist. There is no point.
Okay, so I'm not trying to throw you on the bus or anything, but what's your view on racism?
Racism. Yes, there are still racist people out there.
Do you think there's a line?
A line.
Like, if Kevin Hart were to make a white person joke.
The line is very blurry, let me tell you that. First, you gotta take in consideration what skin tone the person is and what they're saying. Yeah. Is it a joke or not? Is the joke too offensive? It's just a very blurry line that I really have no idea. You just need to know the person in advance.
Okay.
So I wouldn't go up to... Alright, not gonna lie, I do tell a lot of racist jokes because I think they're funny.
But he says that in the...
Around friends.
Yeah.
People who understand that I'm not racist. Well, I mean, I am, but not really.
Okay, so... Racism, that's a very strong topic for social justice. Another one is
gender equality and stuff like that.
Okay, I have a question for you for gender equality. Or just gender. Gender isn't real. Do you believe in like being called what you will be called? So like you call a male, you call a female, even though you don't have a penis or a vagina.
Your friends can call you whatever the hell you want, but if you're going to sit here and get pissed at me for calling you a ma'am, even though you say you're a guy, I'm sorry. I'm just, 9 times out of 10, the people who are like that, they're just doing it to someone who's trying to get their work done. Like, you're at a Starbucks, and he's like, hello, ma'am, how can I serve you today? And you're like, ma'am, I am a sir, how dare you? And it's like, okay. I just want to get my work done. I just want to get a paycheck.
So... what I gotta say on that topic is race is different from gender. Sexuality is different from gender. Sex, male, female. There's only two. Yes. Male or female.
Yes, yes.
Gender. I'm saying this, right? Gender.
All right, I think what you mean is there's only two sexes, but there's many genders.
Yes, okay. Yeah, yeah. There's many genders. You could be... whatever the fuck you want. Go ahead. Like, yes. It's up to you. It really is, right?
It's a colorful spectrum of Skittles, then you can pick whatever Skittle you want to be.
That's probably the most child representation I can ever say. So, anything else about social injustice?
Let's talk about the whack jobs real quick. Because there's a lot of them in the social justice
sphere. What do you mean whack jobs?
Some of them are just like, we need to send... I know they're probably joking, but we need to send all men to an island to fight, and the strongest one we have sex with, and then kill. I'm just like...
where have you heard that from?
Twitter. Tumblr. Stuff like that. It gets to a point where it's like, oh, no.
Alright, so, on that topic, it's... they're thinking about, like, fiction-wise, because...
no. Oh. Do you know the ones where it's like, there's not enough, like, black women in this movie? And I hate that. It's like, this movie was set in, like, 1770-something. Of course there's not enough black people.
Yeah, that's true. But what I'm saying is, fiction-wise, they're thinking, like, hey, let's... I get distracted easy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, yeah, he really fucking does. No. What I'm saying is, fiction-wise, if you do put all the men on the island, who say they're just not gonna fight each other? You know what I mean?
No, I think they were, like, taking, like, a matriarchal society where the women are on top and control everything. I think this was what they were going for, but it's not gonna happen, ever. Yeah. Another thing about social justice, we're gonna move away from feminism and stuff like that. Cop basher.
All right. I don't need to cut you off like that.
My bad.
I say that a lot, but we need a female here. Like, yes, to talk do. About feminist anything that deals with female, because we need somebody from the other side.
Yes, this is too much of a sausage party. There's too many sausages in this room.
There's only two, but...
that's way one, too much.
Yeah. There's not a two-ratio, man. All right, so what are you saying?
Last thing on social justice is I'm gonna go with cop bashing. Blue man bad.
Oh, okay, so...
I hate that.
Alright. Well, I'm gonna be on the other person's side. I'm not saying I'm with them or anything, but I'm gonna say what other people will say. When they say cops, fuck the police or anything like that, they're saying that because they're either doing something wrong or... they heard it from somebody else.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Now, what's your opinion on that? Because you say you just don't like hearing
that. Yeah. Let me give you a little story. There was a shooting recently by a cop. And the day after the shooting happened, they had a riot. The day after that riot, not a riot, I mean a protest, whatever. After the day of the protest, body cam footage came out. And the guy literally ran at the cop with a knife. The cop had no choice but to shoot that guy. So it's like, what was the point of even having that? There's
no way to protect yourself if you're not a high skilled person. Cops, to me, they're not as highly skilled in like martial arts, not unless they do.
They know they're grapplers, all right? They grapple people.
Yeah. But if you have a knife and you're trying to grapple somebody, that's still
that's really dangerous. He can like start slashing at the back of your head.
Yeah, that's
it's dangerous. A deadly weapon. Like, if a cop sees you with a deadly weapon, right, they're going to shoot you no matter what.
Their argument, because I know exactly what you're talking about. Taser.
Oh, let me tell you something. Taser has such a high chance of failing. It's almost, why do cops even carry it? First of all, the two prongs, one of them can miss, and then the taser fails. One of them can get... All right. If you shoot someone with heavy clothing on, it will fail. Let's just say it fails out of nowhere, because taser.
Yeah.
It fails. There you go. Okay. Another way it can fail. I'm trying to think of another way it fails. It hits their phone. It fails. There are so many situations which a taser can fail. It's almost like I don't even know why police officers have it.
Okay, yeah, so... I'm just... I'd say that's everything somebody would say to argument you.
Oh, don't forget about the shoot him in the legs thing.
Yeah, that's true. So, I think that's enough time. We don't have enough time to do the rest.
We don't?
Nah, it's a 20-minute video.
Oh, no, we forgot about favorite previous president. Yeah.
Oh, let's just say...
That's quick, that's quick. Yeah. I'm going to say Roosevelt, badass, simple, cool. He's cool.
Barack Obama, not just because of the presidency he was in, but just the person all in the room. Because
he's black? All right.
He's generally a nice guy.
Like, I do like Barack, but his policies are shit. Hey, fuck, man. Obamacare, seriously.
Alright, I think that's how we're gonna end this.
Yes, alright. You say the outro, man. You got this.
Thank y'all for watching. If you haven't already, please drop a like, subscribe. And this is Jimmy Sellers. He might be back on for another episode. Who knows? We'll see you later.
Have a good one.
Where's the thing at? Oh, yeah. Here we go. Damn. That shit was crazy.
20 minutes. We should have.